Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I'm Nikki B. And of course, you with me on The World Show. And I'm very excited to have tonight's guest join us once again. Actually, thinking about it, it's been a long time since I had Jessica Mbangeni on The World Show. Way too long. And wow, Jessica, that outfit. I wish we were live in, at Kaya House. Wow, that is Queen all the way. That is Women's Day all the way. Absolutely beautiful. I'm going to take a picture and post it. Welcome to The World Show once again, Jessica.
Welcome to my empire, Nikki B. Thank you ever so much for having me on The World Show, baby.
Yes, no, beautiful. So you've been so busy since we were last together, doing amazing things as always. But before we go there, how has, you know, this lockdown been for you? I know you were doing incredible things before this all happened. But how's it been for you as an artist, as a designer, as a mother, a sister, and a true queen, an African queen? Yes.
It's on two ways. I had to lose the usuality, but I have realized that I've acquired more of the content that have that I have not monetized, more yes. knowledge that I have not shared with my people. I've got a YouTube channel, not just a YouTube channel, but a content for the YouTube channel to reach out to the people. Somebody has been focusing on getting a few minutes on television, waiting for years, and people have been losing out, and I have not been making profits out of my heritage intelligence. So I am right now working. I've got a team. I've been procrastinating to do things, and I've been procrastinating doing my admin. I do self-management of my work because I learn along. I do negotiations. Right now, I've got a collaboration with an artist from Orca Records in New York City that is that has remixed my poem Africa into three songs. So there have been a lot of proposals for collaborations that I have not been even able to listen to the beats and also follow up on the personalities of those artists. Now I've got all the time to do that. But what is happening is that it's a little bit of a drawback when you are a mother, because you cannot postpone the stomach of your children. They have to eat. You cannot postpone the pills.
Absolutely.
So I would say it's beneficiation in the business, because I've got time to meet the right people for my content.
Yes. And in fact, talking about that, Jessica, I want to go back, maybe after we play the first song, I want to go back to your music and the way you describe your heritage intelligence and your heritage contribution. But just before the COVID hit, you were in the States. You did a tribute for Kobe Bryant, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I've worked with NBA before Kobe Bryant passed away. So I did a virtual tribute for him when I was in Jamaica.
Oh, okay. You were in Jamaica and you did a virtual tribute for him. Okay, yes. Amazing. Yes. But how did you get involved with the NBA? Isn't that amazing?
I work with Brand South Africa. So Brand South Africa, each time they have prestigious stages, they always call me on board, not just as an ambassador, but as a custodian of the African heritage, not just representing South Africa, but they are putting me in the pedestal and they recognize my pedestal in representing Africa. So the NBA Africa Games, when they were in South Africa, I performed in the gala dinner. I took pictures with all the NBA basketball players, the guests, their stakeholders. I was standing on the stage like a statue. I'm telling you, when my documentary comes back, your documentary comes out, I'm telling you, you'll be amazed. And I performed at the opening. I also sang the national anthem. I'm glad that I'm everything that we are in this country and in the continent at large. Brand South Africa is always, even when I'm in New York City, they work with me. I've been doing events on virtual events in celebration of our Freedom Day, our Africa Day with the branches in abroad. So Brand South Africa is everywhere. So they have also taught me that I'm not just a South African icon, but I'm a global icon. They said to me, I must come back from Jamaica because Zozi will be leaving for New York. So it wouldn't be a good farewell to Zozi Bini, the Miss Universe, without Jessica Mbangeni. So I had to rush back and be here, baby. Yeah.
Amazing. And each time, you know, as a praise poet, you also, and I kind of like to separate them because, I mean, you do it all, but I like to separate them just to kind of show the importance on one hand of being a praise poet and what that represents, but also that you are this powerful vocalist and performer. So, you know, I think sometimes praise poets, that is their skill, that's what they do. But you do both, and quite sometimes integrated, sometimes quite distinct from each other.
Yes, Nikki, I have realized that being with you, I've learned so many things as well. My first love was music. Yes. And it went straight to my gift of praise poetry, which my gifts brought the purpose. So it's a broader, now it's the voice of the world. It's the voice that carries the orchestra of the queens that have been there. It's the voice, it's a melody that hails unity, peace. Melodies are beautiful. Hence, I sing so beautifully. And people don't believe it that I'm on radios. I'm on radio. I'm on high rotation. They don't believe that it's Jessica because I'm melodious. I carry many, many voices.
But isn't melodious, I mean, isn't that part of being a praise poet or a poet? A poet should not just be a reciter of words, but should, it's the way that the words are recited, and even stronger with a praise poet.
Melodies that are diverse. I do not have a certain signature that you say, that is Jessica. You can listen in one of the songs where I sing Mama, produced by Nduduzo Makatini. And listen to the song that I've written for Winnie Madikizela Mandela. It's two different Jessicas.
Yes, absolutely. And we will be playing, actually, the one for Winnie Mandela. We have to play that today. It's Women's Month, and we certainly have to play it. In fact, Jessica, let's play one of your songs. I want to continue chatting to you. Lots more to chat about. But let's go back to your last, I think it was your last full album, if I'm not mistaken, Busi Siwe, Tribute to the African Heroines. And I want to play, you say it, Kola Kwedini. I know you're going to say it. Thank you, my sister. Yes. Let's hear the song and we'll continue chatting after that. This one is off her album, Busi Siwe, Tribute to the African Heroes. And I'm going to extend that to all the women this month of August on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B. Hey.
Kaya FM 95.9. Wow. Jessica Mbangeni with me again. Jessica, please say the title of that song. I don't give it as much power as it needs.
Kula Kwedini.
Thank you. Absolutely beautiful. It's off Jessica's album, Busi Siwe, Tribute to the African Heroines. Now, let's go back a little bit to that album and the importance for you of, you know, why you decided to do an album tributing the African heroines.
Our heroines have connected me with my purpose. The spirituality caught up with me, and I had to link it and find the point of reference. And the selflessness of these women who fought so much for the preservation of our culture and heritage about the great Busim Hlongo. I've traveled the world and I heard about Busim Hlongo right here at home as a beautiful singer from Gibson Kende. But when I got to France, United Kingdom, America, I heard of Busim Hlongo, who was the vehicle of Umbaqanga, Maskandi. And those people, they got introduced to their spirituality, to be in line with their spirituality. And I've realized that spirituality is not black or white.
Yes.
So these women brought that sense of unity in my life, that I am the light of the world, not just the circumstances that we go through. Actually, we are light. We are the light that needs to enlighten our people, that we need not to be hooked up within the propaganda of the governments of the world. But we have greatest treasures of being who we are. Practice our culture, our rituals, our tradition, and build our nation with morals and values so that we can be ethical leaders. All these great women, about Dolly Ratebe, Abigail Kubeka, Thandi Klassen, Miriam Makeba, and Unosekeni, I've highlighted Umam Unosekeni, who is the giver of birth to Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. When we talk about Nelson Mandela, we talk about a global icon, but we do not talk about who carried him, who gave birth to him. We always write off the story of the women who are the givers of life and who are the builders of the homes, the builders of the world. So therefore, I had to give the tribute to these women. And I after that, I traveled. I came across the great Nanny of the Maroons, who defeated the British, which that defeat led to the abolishment of slavery. Queen Nanny of the Maroons, the daughter of the Ashanti Kingdom. These women taught me that we are born queens. We are not born slaves. We are not born oppressed. We are born liberated.
Absolutely. And so beautifully said, Jessica. So, you know, you're not just an ambassador, cultural ambassador of traditional culture, but also of women and of speaking up and standing up. And your power is an inspiration, I think, to so many women. And that's, you know, just remarkable what you do and the strength with which you do it. And I mean, I was thinking as you were speaking, you brought out this album a couple of years ago, but as we face today, there's been a resurgence of awareness, a call for people to be looking against gender-based violence, against, you know, the injustices that are happening in this country. And it's voices like yours that I think are so important. Do you feel a kind of calling to represent, to make one of your missions, the importance of representing women?
It is my mission to encourage women to stand up and listen to the inner voice and also come together to find the solution. And yes, our solution, it's a spiritual solution that we need to plead from Onom Kubulwana. We need to plead from Mujaji. We need to plead from Mantatisi. We need to plead from Queen Menen. We need to sit down with our elders. We need to pay libations. We need to cleanse the land from all the pillars of the world as women. Because gender-based violence, it's not only on Black people. It's in every tribe and nation of the world. And we are actually one nation, one world. Africa is the world. The world is Africa. So today I say women, spiritual alignment before culture, before religion is very, very important, because women can be able to see things which we need to lose ourselves. And we need to be courageous and lose fear of being identified with materialistic things. We want to be relevant. with Pajeros and the modern fashion of the times and stay within the toxic relationships. Women, we need to be the builders of the homes, builders of our boy children, of our girl children. We need to balance. A sense of feminism is not uniting the world. Yes, there are women who should be the feminists, but the mission of the women should be a unifying spirit that sees peace, that sees women in balance. Haile Selassie I is an example, is the symbol of balance, because he was balanced with Queen Menem. Yes. When Haile Selassie was ordained, he was ordained with Queen Menem. These are the examples. We need to break the barriers as the women. And we need to be part of the law development, law policies that are protecting women. Women need to be protected. Women are being destroyed in a massive, and it has not started today. It's just being highlighted through the media platforms. But we are growing up with toxic uncles, with toxic fathers, with toxic brothers, toxic leaders in our society who have also exploited our culture. Absolutely. Destroying the lives, the confidence of the women. I say women should rise up and women should protect each other in whatever way they can. On social media, women are the symbol of universal influence, like Queen Europa of the ancient Europe. Europe is named after Queen Europa. Women are a majority in the world, are dominating spaces, but they need to speak fruitfully. They need to be profound. They really need to be the influence of peace and unity so that we can be able to rehabilitate the minds, the toxic minds of generations and generations, because all these destructive things that are happening, women being raped, men raping little children, men doing all these things. And there are also other women who are influential to that. We say, loosen up. Peace is the most important thing, and love is the universal language. We can make it, and we can make this world a better place to live in if women can stand up with one voice of unity.
Thank you so much for that. And I think you brought up so many points within that. Well, you can see why this woman is a praise poet. She really inspires when you speak with so much passion and conviction, Jessica. Absolutely amazing. And I think one of the things you spoke about was the breaking down of confidence, which I think is an area so often we look only at the physical abuse and not at the spiritual and mental abuse that is going down. And you know, and the erosion that starts to happen when women are, you know, their confidence is eroded through the way that the patriarchal systems are. But on that note, yes, on that note, I wanted to play the next song, which, in fact, you hadn't released the song the last time that you came on the World Show. And I remember, I think I was away in France or something when you released it. And I, you know, so I think it's so important that we play the song, and we play it not only for Winnie Madikizela Mandela, but also for her daughter Zenzi, who passed away recently. So tell us about why and when you wrote the song.
I wrote this song when I was in the white sandy beaches in Jamaica. When Mama was transcending on that day, I felt a life beyond this life. Her spirit was with me when I was cleansing Jamaica, when I was in the dungeons of Simi No More, cleansing the island from north to the south, east to the west. Her spirit guided me. When she transcended, she came to me, she put me in that space. And after some hours, I heard about her passing. I came back home with this poem. Someone asked me, Uguti, what if you are not given a platform? Yes, I've been called left and right to give a tribute to her, but what if you are not given the platform during her funeral? I didn't mind. I said, the most important thing for me is when she's being ushered, I must be in the motherland. It is very important for me. I sat there on that stage waiting for my turn. It didn't come, but I felt her spirit comforting me. I felt her spirit incarnating through me. I was sitting with Tandiswa Mazwai, Judith Sipuma, Simpiwe Dana, Mamu Abigail Kubeka, Mamu Dorothy Masuka. Mama's spirit was there and she was taking over. And I said, I am not rushing to that mic because Mama is doing some work. When Julius Malema said, give us the signal, Mama was there. Mama was there. And that poem, I said, I am going to record this poem. The world will hear the music for me, and the poetry is just a ticket for me to convey messages to my people, to the people of the world. Definitely, I knew one day I will come into this world show, and I know you are the global icon, Nikki. When it's played here, it reaches the souls and minds that are carrying the spirit of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela. And her spirit lives. She has multiplied.
Thank you so much. Jessica Mbangeni on The World Show with me, Nikki B. Here is Winnie Madikizela Mandela, Jessica Mbangeni's incredible tribute of her album, or it's an EP, I think, I'm an African, on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
No more traditional protocols. Madukia Kemangujana, Madukia Kemangujana. Ow! Your spirit has incarnated through us. Indeed, you have multiplied. Deham. Deham. Ding.
Wow. Jessica Mbangeni. Wow, that is epic. Yeah. You know, every time I listen to it, it just blows me away. Your power, your strength. It's just remarkable. Jessica, when you create these tributes, poems, poetic tributes, you know, where does the inspiration come from? I'd love to know how they come to you, if I can put it that way.
I always feel the fire gushing out, words gushing out from within. The ancient of poetry, Nyangeleso Obe, is the one that gives me all these words. And through the works and the presence, and sometimes things that I don't even know about somebody. And sometimes when I write, I would say haibo. I would oppose the ancient of poetry, but now I'm just learning to be flexible. But it's difficult to balance. Sometimes when I don't say things that I'm supposed to say, that they are coming, spontaneously at that time, even in front of the people. The ancient of poetry takes me down. I just fall down. It rolls me over. It embarrasses me.
But now, when did this gift start? I mean, were you born into the tradition of being a praise poet? Or when did you realize that you had this gift where, if I can say it, the spirit speaks through you?
It was a painful gift when I was growing up. I didn't realize it was a gift. I thought I was miserable because this fire would come and I would just cry, and I would take my billy can or baguette and go to the river and sing out loud. And the whole village, I've got the biggest village ever. I'm coming from the biggest village ever. Everyone will hear me. So from the schools that I was a lead singer on, the other schools wanted to take me from them because the teachers would say, somebody must lead a song. And I would just burst into song. And I would take it and nonstop until they laugh at me. They try to embarrass me so that I can stop. So this snatching of the microphone does not start yesterday. This started when I was young. When that spirit says I must say something, I have to say it. And sometimes I don't know what to say. So in order for me, once Gibson Kente trained me that I should be informed, I should be balanced, and the great Victor Ndoni. So my inspiration, inspirational leader, the great Thabo Mbeki, I learned that I must learn the right things. I listen to the right things. I don't listen to the destructive mkosi. I listen to something that is going to construct me, because I am guarding this spirit that it must say something that is profound to the people at all times. So each time I have a chat with someone, it has to be profound because the Ancient of Poetry can intervene.
Absolutely. It's quite a responsibility that you carry, actually, with this gift, I think. But now, I usually shy away from making a specific thing about women, especially as you've spoken about the power of women. But isn't it an unusual thing for a praise poet in South Africa to be a woman? And if so, have you had any challenges in your life being a praise poet that is female?
There was a great poet, a praise poet who was a woman called Nonsizi Mqwetho. But I grew up under the influences of men, S.E.K. Bongela, S.E.K. Mqai, K.S. Bongela, also all men poets of the times, praise poets of the times. So they were regarded as first Xhosa intellectuals. And I was, as I was growing up, Nonsizi Mqwetho's work from the Nation's Bounty was recognized by vets. And it was the times of the Right Associates where women writers were brought on board, were celebrated by Abo from Zara Bookshop. They had so much sessions celebrating women. So Nonsizi Mqwetho is the woman that I encountered. And when I heard about her, she was silenced because she was addressing social issues, social ills. She was fighting. Her poetry was a liberation poetry. So when I followed her story, I knew that, all right, the challenges that I would come across definitely is challenges that have been there to silence the influence of the women. Yes. Men like us to be the ghost writers and the ghost talkers. They would call me for coffee and they would say beautiful things about me. And then in front of the people, they would embarrass me, try to destroy me. And that's why I don't stand on those things and give them an airtime and talk about them when they do that. Because I have learned that Nonsizi Mqwetho kept silence. Her silence and her work is renowned. Her voice is being heard on relevant platforms of the leadership today. So I know, Guti, those men that are attacking and trying to destroy and tarnish my reputation are actually putting me in the pedestal and are exposing themselves as sick engines of the society, because these are our leaders who are silencing and destroying Jessica. So in some events, I would have bodyguards around or security that this woman must not go there. This woman must sit here. This woman be like, excuse me. Yes. And I've never insulted anyone. I am constructive. And sometimes you find the events organizers want Jessica to say something, and there's someone who is influential who has put money in here and say, make sure that Jessica does not stand up. Mm-hmm. And I just smile because I know, Guti, there are relevant platforms that I speak to change. I am glad today I see policies changing. I see women as chancellors of the universities. I have been part of Mamuza Nele Mbeki as women in dialogue. I've seen transformation taking place. I am inspired by one man in my life, the great president Thabo Mbeki, who knows that women are the vehicles. If you want to do something and it must be done, you must put the woman in front.
And as you say, as you said earlier, at the end of the day, really, the message you spread is that of love. So one should not, that is at the end of the day, no matter how much you, certain people might try to stop you, at the end of the day in your heart, you know that you spread that message of love. On that note, Jessica.
Yes. One goal. One purpose, one God, one destiny, as we celebrate the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. That is what he said.
Thank you. Jessica Mbangeni, let's play this song. And I've chosen a few, but this one you said, let's play this one. I think it's appropriate. I'm an African. Tell us about the song.
Kwame Nkrumah once said, I am not an African because I was born in Africa, but I'm an African because Africa was born in me. I've been inspired by this poem that has been recited by the great Honorable President Thabo Mbeki, which was written by the late legendary Pixley Kaseme, who presented this, the African cause in London in some years back. I'm an African. Yeah. And Marcus Musaya Gavi once said, the people without the knowledge of their culture, their traditions, and their history of origins are like the tree without roots. So these are my greatest affirmations of I am an African. Wherever I go in the world, I say, okay, I see repatriations, I see all the revolution, but the world is what it is today because of this continent. We are one. We are one Africa. We are one world. Unity, power, peace, love.
Thank you so much, Jessica Mbangeni, with me on The World Show. I'm Nikki B. Coming up now, I'm an African from Jessica on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Also taught us that the human existence itself demanded freedom as a necessary condition for human existence. The human presence among all these, the feature on the face of one native land thus defined, I know Nante can challenge me when I say I am an African.
Wow, Kaya FM 95.9, I'm an African. Jessica Mbangeni with us now, completely powerful. Jessica, the authority with which you sing, with which you praise, you spread your message is just absolutely remarkable. And I'm so thankful that somebody like you is standing tall, representing, as you say, South Africa, Africa, women, representing justice, equality, and spreading love. Thank you for that. So, so profound. But now, Jessica, on that note, and I'm going to start by asking you where you come from. Where did you grow up? You touched on it earlier when you spoke about singing.
I grew up from Namakwa, from the Eastern Cape. And yes, my nearest town where I do my shopping is Edutywa, where Zozibini started from. So, you know, Queen Mother and yes, the Queen of the Universe, you know?
Absolutely. The reason I asked you that specifically, because what I wanted to put into context, how far you've come, how connected you remain to your roots, but at the same time, how far you come. And what I wanted to share with people is that this woman is not only an artist, but she's also used her artistry to become an entrepreneur, an astute businesswoman. So talk to us about some of your other projects. I mean, please go onto Facebook and I'll post some more pictures, but I've been doing some live clips, and just I knew Jessica would come in this remarkable outfit. Yes.
I grew up from the family of entrepreneurs. In fact, they were business people. I didn't know the word entrepreneur. We were doing a crop rotation agriculture for commercial and domestic purposes. My grandmother was making traditional outfits, bridal gowns, beaded work, selling a smiley, a fruit, veg, your sweets, snacks. My dad is a professional designer, fashion designer, who has been running his business in Swaziland before I was even born. So for me, growing up in that entrepreneurship home, I started my own business at the age of 10. I was selling sweets, chips. I had my own little corner in the garden where I was playing with my own potatoes.
Yes.
And what I loved about potatoes, they were crop rotational. Even if it's winter, those little drops, they were making the seeds to germinate. So I was a timeless entrepreneur. Hence, I'm standing even during these times of COVID, pressing on. Yes. I know what drought is. I've experienced, we've plowed in the millefield. So I'm brought up by brave, strong, independent women who were married. So who taught me that the most important person that you need to find in your life is yourself, your abilities, have ambitions and be determined to do better, to build for your own self. So if you happen to have a soulmate and get married, you need to build a home. And a home is don't you ever, because that person is brought up by somebody. So that made me to actually drop out from Eastern Cape Technicon, because I was also learning about secretarial office administration. We were marginalized at the time. I couldn't do my fashion designing, because once you are dark skinned, those teachers would say, no, you are dirty. You are not going anywhere with needlework and fashion designing. No. So I dropped out from Eastern Cape Technicon because I was learning, they were teaching me something that was saving me away from what I'm brought up to be. And I started my coming to Joburg. I worked as a domestic worker, because I started working as a domestic worker, making my own money at the age of 16, 17. So raising the capital, because I continued with my business from the age of 10. So in high school, tertiary institution, I was selling sweets, muffins. I think my lecturers are listening. And now they are coming to me for consultancy, because I run my own clothing manufacturing, Kwantu, Afrocentric Designs. I even dress my own lecturers, Omam Tika. So they know good. I'm efficient, because it's something that I'm passionate about. And they are applauding me for standing up, because I told them what I'm going to be. And there were no platforms for me at the particular time, but I knew that I had to create my own platform. Hence, I've dressed Abo Tamia. I've dressed the greats, Abo Criselda, public figures, corporate business people, and I've spread this to the world, running cultural exchange programs. I dress up in my own traditional outfits in Jamaica, whether it's hot. It's extremely hot in that island. I talk because our tradition is an experience. So I sell it to the collectors, to the designers. I integrate internationally. We provided costumes for the Black Panther, and one of our costumes won through the premium of the Black Panther. So we have been around. We are on Facebook, Kwantu Afrocentric Designs. Because of the experience that we are giving our people, we are skeptical to go online, because our culture is rich, is diverse. After traveling North America, 37 cities, I realized that the whole world, the focus is in Africa. They are not focusing in Africa because it's a strange country. It's all because it all began in this continent. The world all began in this continent. And Uti Upixliga Seme, we are the ones who have made it possible for the world markets to trade in gold, in diamonds, and the food our stomachs still yearn. Therefore, this is who I am, selling an experience, my cultural experience, Africa, to the world in Africa.
Thank you so much, Jessica Mbangeni. We're going to run out of time, and I still want to play two songs. The next one, Zozi Bini.
You are the only one who has not come to my shop, Oriental Plaza, shop C91.
Yes, as you're talking, I think I have to come. Especially, I'm sure, you know, in the not so distant future, I might be able to travel again. And it's always amazing to have a beautiful outfit to perform with, to present myself with, both here and abroad. You're absolutely right.
And you must create a bit so that we can collaborate.
Absolutely. Thank you. You said it on air. I'm confirming it on air. Let's play this one.
Nikki B.
Jessica, this one is your latest, Zozi Bini.
Yes, it's my latest. I'm inspired by Zozi. I know where she grew up from, and she took it to the world. So I say to the young people, your background does not define your destiny. You are born great. You are powerful. Your circumstances should not stop you to rise. Rise, even it means 1,000 times.
Thank you so much. Jessica Mbangeni on The World Show. Here is Zozi Bini on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Zozi Bini has done it. Kaya FM 95.9. Absolutely beautiful. Jessica Mbangeni's latest song, Zozi Bini. And wow, just incredibly beautiful. Jessica, you are such a powerful woman. I want to play, we're running out of time, and I want to play one of my favorite songs of yours, because I think his message rings true. Actually, it was due to his passing that I met you, that you came on the World Show. Thanks to Longile for bringing you on the World Show so we could tribute Madiba. So I want to end our feature with that. And as we were speaking, Jessica said she would love to pay tribute to our friend, our hero, our radio inspiration, Bob Mabena.
Like Moses, standing on the mountain, feasting on the promised land of milk and honey. Like Martin Luther King, screaming, I have seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you, but my people will get there. Is Nyanya Zati, Bob Khomotso Mabena. Bob Khomotso Mabena. It's time to come home to your fathers. It's time to come home to your great-grandfathers. It's time to come home. Umzamo uzamile, ukhatso ulufezile. Your work is done. Kwaduka thole lomthonyama. Your name is written on the mighty Drakensberg. Pasco Kashamba. Your name is written on the mighty Drakensberg. Pasco Kashamba. Bob Mabena. Your name is written on Cape Akalhas, where two mighty oceans meet. Bob Mabena. Your name is written on the Orange River that rises from the Lesotho Mountains and travel across the desert to the west. We will always remember you, for memory is our heritage. It helps us to preserve our cultural integrity, sustain our heritage intelligence, and maintain our traditional protocols.
Wow. I can't talk after that. Jessica Mbangeni, you are a shining star. You are really one of the most powerful women I know. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your work. We're going to end the feature with, as I said, one of my all-time favorites of yours, tribute to Nelson Mandela, Africa. Thank you for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you so much, Nikki B, for having me. It's a great honor for me.
Thank you so much. Jessica Mbangeni, a very special guest tonight on The World Show. I feel empowered to continue through to next week with added strength and inspiration. Here is Africa, tribute to Nelson Mandela of Jessica's album, Igoli, on Kaya FM 95.9.
Africa no zala wa ma Africa. Africa no zala wa msonzundu. Africa no zala wa mlisela no mtinjana we Africa.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.